You know, today I'm going to remind you of something you probably already know. You know, people always want something new, but sometimes the answer to our problems and sometimes whatever we're facing is found in something that we already know. We just need to be reminded of it. You know, somebody was asking me the other day, well, said, how do you keep preaching faith and different things? I said, well, you just keep doing it and reminding the people, and then you do it different ways. But today, I just want to remind you that faith brings the victory. Hey, I can hear them. That's good. See, God has given us the means whereby we can live in victory and live triumphant and live above all the circumstances of life and against opposition that comes against us. Of course, nobody ever has that, huh? How many of you ever have an obstacle that you have to overcome? I'm trying to see your hands. I see four people with their hands up. I know more than that's got obstacles because I do. But you see, he gives us the faith to overcome that. He gives us the faith to rise up to our full potential in Christ. See, it's in Christ that we get all of this. You know, somebody said, well, how do you be able to live above all the circumstances and so forth and so on? Well, the answer is found in the Word of God. 1 John 5:4, I'm going to read it from several different translations, but 1 John 5:4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Now, you hear a little bit of ring back in here this morning. That's because the pews are not here and the different things are not here to absorb some of the sound, but it'll all be gone once we get everything back in place. New Living Translation. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. The Contemporary English says, every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us the victory. Now, the Message Bible says it this way. Every God-begotten person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. The person who wins over the world's ways is simply one who believes Jesus, and Jesus is the Son of God. See, this is the kind of faith that is designed for us to have victory. The kind of faith that God is talking about us having here is the kind of faith that gives us the triumphant victory over every obstacle that we face. This faith enables us to conquer the things that come up against us. The enemy is going to bring everything he can to destroy you, because it says, John 10:10, he's come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You see, faith helps us to accomplish what man says is impossible. In Luke 8:7, it says, it may be impossible with man, but it's possible with God. If you're going to have a conquering life in Christ, you need to learn how to have faith in him. And, you know, it's really very obvious that some people, even though they're Christians and born again, they have an attitude of being defeated. You know, they haven't overcome the circumstances in life. And it seems that whenever everything around them is going wrong, they can't rise above it. But the battle of abundant life comes when we begin to realize that faith in what God said in his word will bring us the victory. You know, many people seem to be caught up in a battle for survival. They don't know or have forgotten that Christ has already won the victory. You know, they have no revelation that they've already won. You know, they often have a defeated attitude, walk around with slumped shoulders. You know, they only lift their hands in worship because it's a duty, not because they're really worshiping God. You know, too often you can talk to people in the tone of their voice, they'll tell you whether they really believe or not. They may be saying they are, but the tone of their voice. You know, I've had people come and up to me and say, would you pray with me about different things, you know? And I say, okay, let's agree together in prayer. Oh, yeah, I know the Word of God says if two agree. Well, you pray with them. You agree with them that whatever the problem is going to happen. When it's finished, you say, is it accomplished? Well, I sure hope so. Do you think that person believes that it's going to happen? Huh? No. Their voice tells you, well, they said words, but they don't really believe it. We need to get to where when we begin to speak about our victory, our overcoming in Christ, that we really sound like we believe it. How many of you have ever talked to some people about anything, you know, and after you get through said, okay, we can accomplish that. And they say, well, I hope so. How many of you realize you're not going to accomplish it? You ever had a working partner that you've done that with? I mean, in school, sometimes you get assigned to work on projects with different people. And, you know, I remember I had assigned to work on project with two other persons. And I said, hey, we can do this. Come on, you know, we can do this, this, and this, and this. Don't y'all think we can do it? Well, if you say we can. I said, hey, You guys just leave it alone. I'll do the project. You'll get a grade. Cause if I got them involved, they're gonna mess everything up. Cause they don't even believe you can do it. You gotta believe it before you can do it, right? You gotta believe the Word of God before you can go out and act the Word of God. You got to believe that it happens. You know. God didn't design us for a lifestyle of barely get along. Some people, you know, they're surviving by the skin of their teeth, staggering through the fog and smog of life, and finally showing up a day late and a dollar short. You know, that's not the kind of life God has for us. He said that he wanted us to have life and have it more abundantly. Well, you know, your faith in what God said in his word will enable you to get off a barely get along street up on Prosperity Avenue. Our faith is designed to bring us overwhelming victory. Our faith should be leading us in triumphant victory and living. God has given us through his word the kind of faith that wins. The kind of faith that brings victory, the kind of faith that conquers, the kind of faith that causes us to live the victorious life. You know, I want you to realize God has designed you to live the victorious life because he's given to everyone a measure of faith. Each one of us has a measure of faith. He's designed us to live by faith. Now, I want you to notice that it depends on how you develop that measure of faith, whether you live a high victorious life or mediocre or hardly at all. You see, we've all been given faith. Now, you have to develop that faith by believing God, by reading the Word, by exercising that faith. We all have muscles, but some of you guys have got muscles, you know, big, strong muscles. Why? Because you go work out all the time. You know, this big Nate that come out here a while ago helps me. I mean, man, you grab a hold of his arm. Hey, see, but we all have muscles, but it depends on how much we exercise them. That depends on how much we have. See, Paul complimented the Thessalonians. He said, your faith groweth a seed exceedingly. You see, in the natural, many people have defied odds and fought many battles and triumphed over anybody's wildest imagination. You know, thinking about one of the NFL stars, I know him personally, Kurt Warner was, you know, he went to college and was a quarterback, but then he didn't get drafted or anything. He's working as a stock boy at a grocery store. And he got a call and he went and became the quarterback of the St. Louis Rams and they won the Super Bowl. Nobody thought he could do it. You know, I grew up in Dallas and I was there when the Cowboys started. There was a guy by the name of Bill Bates. Everybody said, he's too small, he's too slow, he'll never make it. But every year they said he wouldn't make it. He played for years for the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because he believed he could do it and he did the things that was necessary to be able to do it. You know, people have conquered many things in life. You know, Abraham Lincoln, he was born in a log cabin. He was defeated many times, but he came from obscurity to become one of the most revered presidents that we've ever had. You know, how many people start a business on a shoestring and end up on one of the Fortune 500 companies? Right down the street here, we have a place called Walmart, started by a man over in Arkansas. You know, hey, people that believe in themselves and believe they could do these things have gone out and done exceptional things. Average people can win in life. Can only a few people win in the Christian life? No, everyone can win in the future in the Christian life. Today, if you want victory, then you've got to begin to realize that you have to believe what God said, act like what God said is so, and then go live like it's so. If you want victory, you got to believe that you can defeat Satan through Christ Jesus, because he defeated him when he died on the cross in Calvary. You know, we got to believe before we can. I mean, anybody that's played sports has had a coach tell them, you got to believe you can do it before you can. You got to believe what this word says and before you can act like it's so. You can read it, but if you don't believe it, you'll never accomplish what it says belongs to you. You've got to, you know, the reason that faith brings us the victory is because Christ has already purchased that victory for us. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. In Christ. I've been telling you, and I tell you all the time, when you begin to really realize who you are in Christ, everything starts to open up for you. The Barclay translation says, thanks be to God, for he always gives us a place as shares in the victory process of Christ. The Williams translation, he always leads me in his triumphal train through union with Christ. The New Jerusalem Bible, thanks be to God who makes us in Christ partners of his triumph. The NLT says, we thank God for the power Christ has given us. He leads us and makes us win in everything. Makes us win in everything. That goes right back to Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All that means we win. You can win in Christ. You see, Christ defeated Satan, who is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that, if you'll read it there. And when Christ translates you through salvation into the family of God, then his victory becomes your victory. His triumph becomes your triumph. Whatever he has becomes yours. Man, it says that he was given all things and he gave that power to us, his children here on the earth, and we can live and reign in life over every circumstance, over every situation that the devil throws at us. But it's up to you to realize that it's in Christ and your faith in the Word of God that brings that. You know, some people always fighting Satan. Why do you need to fight him? Christ has already fought him and defeated him. He's already done it for us. He has won the victory. Using our faith then enables us to triumph in Christ's victory. Romans 8:37. I love this verse of scripture. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Not just a conqueror, not just a winner, more than. The New Living Translation says, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loves us. The Common English Bible says, but in all these things, we win a sweeping victory through the one who loved us. I want you to realize that your faith is what brings you the victory in life. Your faith is what lifts you out of the pits of despair and puts you up into the glories and the hallelujahs instead of the, oh my God, what are we going to do? Instead of, oh my God, what are we going to do? We need to begin to say, by faith, I live the life that God has said in his word, and I triumph in every situation. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I have everything I need to live the abundant life. He said that he wanted us to have that abundant life, but it's your faith and believing God that it happens. You know, somebody said, well, I'm having a fight. Yeah, we need to have a fight. But we don't roll up our sleeves and double up our hands and get in a boxing stance like my uncle taught me to do, Uncle Dub. But I want to tell you in 1 Timothy 6:12, this is what it says. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I want you to notice that you fight the fight of faith this way, by believing what the word says, by saying what the word says, by doing what the word says. That's the way you fight the fight of faith. It's not by some taking your hand. There's no way that you can defeat the devil by your own physical strength. But when you begin to believe what the word of God says and begin to talk it with your mouth, that's the way you fight the devil. See, fight the good fight for what we believe. You know, feed upon the word of God until when the crisis comes, out of your mouth comes what the word says. Not a, what are we going to do now? You know, when I was growing up with my dad, you know, and I'd say, oh, things were going bad. And I'd say, what are we going to do now, Dad? He said, we're going to do what we always have done. We're going to believe God, confess the word of God, act like the word of God is so, and we're going to get the victory. I've lived it all those years with him, and now I've lived it myself. I want to tell you something. If you feed upon the word of God and meditate upon the truths of God's word and confess and say what God says, then you'll come out on top. I want you to notice it says, hold tightly to eternal life that God has given you, which you've confessed so well for many witnesses. I want you to notice when the devil comes along and tries to tell you you're not going to make it, what are you listening to him for anyway? He can't tell the truth. The Bible says he's a liar. You need to immediately tell him, hey, the Bible says that I've already won. I'm not trying to win. I'm not trying to make it. I've already done it. I've already won in Christ Jesus. The word says so. See, our faith believes what the word says and acts on what the word says. When he comes along telling you, you're not going to make it this time. Oh, you might have made it last time, but this time you're not going to do it. Hey, never face the enemy with your mouth shut. Open your mouth and begin to quote the word of God. The only way that you can quote the word of God is if you've hid the word of God in your heart. We must consistently Fight the good fight of faith by what we say and what we do. Now, there's some people that say faith words, but they don't act faith words. Come on now, don't look at me like that. Yeah, if you're going to confess faith words, then you're going to have to act faith words. You know, in the world, there's a saying, hey, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. So if you're going to talk the faith talk, then you got to walk the faith walk. There are too many people that talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk. I want you to get a hold of the fact that you can walk the walk and talk the talk because God said you could. Come on now. Anybody getting anything out of this? Let me tell you something. Christ has already won the victory for us. All we need to do is to begin to stand up and begin to say what God says and do what God says. And you're going to find out that you're going to wind up winning because God said it. Come on. Anybody with me on this today? You know, everybody stand up. And I hadn't preached very long, but I preached enough. Come on. You don't have to preach sometimes. You don't preach long to say a lot. I just said a whole bunch in just a few short minutes. Now I want you to say this with me. My faith brings me the victory. I believe Christ has already won the battle. So therefore I've won. I believe that Christ has made me more than a conqueror. I believe that Christ has made me to triumph over every difficulty of life. I believe Christ obtained the victory for me in every situation in life that I face. I believe in the middle of my trouble, I can count it all joy because God, Christ has brought me out. Victory is mine. I now have a new season of joy. Victory. And I always triumphed in Christ Jesus. I believe that I can walk in the victory that the Bible says I can. I can have the life that the Bible says I can. Victory is mine. Victory is mine through my faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's sing something.
I got something. I got victory. It's all over me. I've got victory. Come on.
Saying words, but they don't act like the words they said is true. I was looking up here in this audience, and I could see people standing there. I got victory. I got victory. You don't act like you got victory. Hey, if you got victory, we sang this song. By faith, you have victory. I don't care what you're facing this morning. I want you, as you sing this song, act like you got victory.
Yes, come on, declare it now.
I've got victory. Victory, it's all over me. I've got victory.
Well, I've got the victory.
I've got victory.
Yeah.
It's all over me.
I've got victory.
Victory.
I've got.
God for victory. How many of you got the victory in Christ today?